Hello.
Hello, my name is Natalia and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This survey is a quick survey. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Registered as a Democrat.
Thank you so much. How likely are you to vote in this November election for President and Governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you. Overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
The economy is poor.
Thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of the these statements do you agree with more? The first one says, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America. The second one says, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protection for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people.
The Democrats don't care about nobody. I'm going to vote Republican.
Okay, so which one would you choose, the first one or the second one?
The first one.
Thank you so much. Next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. First, we have Lori Bukout, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, don't know.
Don't know.
Thank you. We also have Roy Cooper.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. We also have Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
We also have Kamala Harris.
An idiot.
We also have Donald Trump.
That's my vote.
Okay, will you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
And we also have Don Davis. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. Okay, somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. Now, if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. If in this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Mark Robinson.
Thank you so much. Now, and if the election for the U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Bukout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Really don't know.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you belong to a credit union or not?
No.
Thank you. Now, what is your gender? Other, female, male?
Male.
Thank you. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 75 and over?
75 and way over.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
Male, white.
Do you consider yourself African American or black?
Neither. I'm white.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
Are you a member of either the military, military reserves, or a retired military veteran?
No.
Thank you. Answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services. ESPN? Plus?
No.
Hulu?
No.
Peacock?
No.
Sling TV? Sorry, Sling TV?
No.
We also have Fubo?
No.
Paramount Plus?
No.
Disney Plus?
No.
YouTube? YouTube TV?
No.
Thank you so much. Now, that was the last question. Thank you so much for your time and have a nice day.